We know that Switzerland has been the hiding place. It's been the resting place of many of the Khazarians. We know this. Now, does this mean that the Swiss people are dark? No. I had an opportunity to live in Zurich for a period of time when I was working with the Iridium satellite systems, or the Motorola Global Satellite Systems, which was implementing the and putting into space the Iridium satellite system. I love the Swiss people. They were awesome. It was very hard to get to know some of them, though. But once you did, they were awesome people, absolutely fabulous people. What you need to understand is that a lot of gold is there, has been stored there, and underground there are many, many vaults. Many of these vaults have stamped on them, you can't ever open this because they have these plutonium signs that, and they're imaginary. It's all bullshit where they're storing nuclear weapons or nuclear power. That's all rubbish. That was done to make sure nobody ever went into them. The fact is that besides gold, there's technology there, a lot of technology that was coveted, that was found in the Middle East during the Templar Wars, during other migrations, many, many things that were stored, technologies that were found in the deserts, in retrieved crashes, was stored, is being stored in some of these ancient vaults in Switzerland. It is not my place to tell you exactly what they have found, though I've known about some of it for years, of what was there. But understand that from areas of Switzerland, there are tunnels that went directly to the Vatican, okay, to the catacombs of the Vatican. So things were moved back and forth.